Time in the car with parents can sometimes be irritating for the kids, sometimes beneficial, sometimes both.
I grew up listening to my mom singing harmony to Joni Mitchell and Bonnie Raitt and Barbara Streisand, full tilt, you know, full volume every time I was in the car for many years. Of course, at that time, I was like, oh, Mom, stop.
Eleanor Underhill, one half of the namesakes of the Asheville trio Underhill Rose. It took a while for the Joni Mitchells and Bonnie Raitts to sink in, though. Eleanor says there was a lot of Janet Jackson and Paula Abdul in her youthful listening, but it seems the more acoustic-oriented choices of her parents won out, as evidenced by Underhill Rose's new CD, Something Real. But your sweetness is a tonic that I wanna take. I'm so glad that I made it into your arms, and I ain't gonna fight it, no. But with your heart and your sublime charm, ain't no one complaining now. Underhill and Molly Rose are the band's original members, with recent addition Sally Williamson on bass rounding out the trio. Both Underhill and Rose had that early introduction to the mix of acoustic music and harmony that makes up their sound. In addition to the Bonnie Raitt and Joni Mitchell Underhill's mom blasted in the car, she soon found the acoustic sides of classic rockers Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and the Beatles, while Molly Rose was enraptured by the trio albums, Emmylou Harris, Linda Ronstadt, and Dolly Parton. They were both college students when they recognized their similar musical inclinations and started singing together. Molly Rose came in with a bit more informal training, again with a parental influence. Her father, a musician, would point out harmonies in songs and get her to sing different parts. For Eleanor Underhill, it was more hit and miss.
I did take voice one at Warren Wilson College. I'm sure I learned some technique, but I've since forgot it because most of my life it's really been a very organic, you know, this is what I want to do. I feel drawn to this. I'm just going to figure out how to do it on my own. And, you know, I think you learn some bad habits in that realm, you know, doing it that way, but it's also authentic, I guess. So mostly trial and error and just listening to myself and, you know, getting pointers from others as well.
There's also pointers in the songwriting process to be shared. The music on Something Real is all original, with all three members getting songwriting credits on the disc. It's the problem or advantage of working in a group situation. You think you've written a surefire standard, they might think not so much. So, what do you do?
You do have to be very open, and I think that's something that, thank God, we've all realized and we're all able to do. And just knowing that exactly, that's what it takes to be in a band. You have to compromise. You have to be open to suggestion. You have to kind of take things with a sense of humor and just enjoy the process and not get too crazy attached to things.
Something Real's opening track, Helpless Wanderer, has a longtime attachment for Eleanor Underhill. It was originally written and performed by her and Molly Rose's first musical endeavor, the Barrel House Mamas, who split up in 2009, at which time Eleanor and Molly decided to give it a go on their own. Now the song shows up on Underhill Rose's second CD. It's reflective of the more intensive touring schedule the trio faces as they give the band a full-time shot, though it originally was more a reflection on Eleanor's then-current state of mind.
This song, absolutely, I think it can be reflect touring life. Helpless Wanderer was really written also just as a personal talking about just feeling lost, you know, feeling like, man, I'm just having a bad day. I'm not making the right decisions. I just feel like I can't move forward, you know? So that's really what the song came to me about. 'Cause all I am is a helpless wanderer inside. All I want is to roll with the tide. Don't want no worries. Take me down my side. I'm going home, but it sure is a bumpy.
The track Drives Me to Drinking is also indicative of touring life, partially inspired by the people they've run across while touring. Call it making the best out of a bad situation.
Well, Molly Rose wrote that tune, and the second verse was inspired by a show that we played where this one guy was really drunk and kind of harassing us. We've played a lot of different venues, sometimes on beautiful big stages and sometimes, you know, in the corner of a bar, as I think all musicians experience both and for much of their career. And, you know, this one guy was just harassing us. And that's kind of the object at, you know, the person that she's talking about in verse number 2.
And I'm wondering where all the real men are. But somehow I know they won't be found in this old bar. And it drives me to drinking.
Well, Eleanor has stated she doesn't want to write anything that sounds too much like any one thing. Underhill Rose's music certainly feels comfortable in the Americana genre and its roots in country, bluegrass, blues, and folk. Her song, Unused to You, boasts a nice turn of phrase that certainly feels comfortable as a country heartache ballad.
You know, just went through a really, really hard breakup with someone that, and I think other, you know, everyone can relate to this at some point in their life, and it doesn't even have to be a breakup. It could be losing someone, but you really dial into their activities and having them around. You just get so used to them. That was a real clear feeling of mourning that I was, you know, just getting unused to someone. It just kind of hit me. I just thought it was a really poignant phrase and that I wanted to write a song with that being the chorus.
And I know you ain't no angel.
But despite songs of mourning and feeling lost and bad audiences, well, one small portion of an audience, the CD Something Real isn't just one long foray into hard times. Something Real's lyrics may be personal reflections, but the good times get equal representation with the bad.
Yes, yeah, Sally, our bass player, the newest member and newest songwriter, she wrote They Got My Back, and she went home for a wedding, and she's from Denmark, South Carolina. You know, the song really actually, you know, really spells it out pretty clearly. I mean, it's like she was looking around the room and just felt, you know, these people got my back. These people are going to be there if something, as the world takes its toll, you know. So she wrote that tune, and it's one of those songs that as soon as we finished kind of getting it together, it was like we were singing it. We're like, they got my back. it gets pretty catchy.
And now, prepare to have it caught in your head, too.
They got my back, if I miss the cut, and I'm laid off. They got my back, if I'm hurting from a broken heart. They got my back, if I lose my way, if I get off track. They got my back, don't even know where to start. They got my back.
Eleanor Underhill, one third of the trio Underhill Rose. Her second self-released CD is entitled Something Real. I'm George Olson.
They got my back.